Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Founders Grit, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we are joined by Bryce. Bryce is the Executive Vice President at Standard Technology Services. Bryce, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Bryce, can we start with you sharing a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. I started out my career with tech systems in the Silicon Valley in the late 90s. Worked there for about 10 years in the Silicon Valley, as well as in the Los Angeles market for a long time. Helped build their full-time consultant program, as well as help them kind of run the operations in their LA market for a while. Moved over to Vaco and helped them build their Southern California LA technology division. I was there for a while, 8+ years, and then went over to another company called Clarity Technology Partners, helped them design their national recruiting center, internship program, training program, and then was fortunate enough to come over to Stand 8 and help them really scale and grow their business. They had been in business for 10 years. I just helped assist them grow. They've got a great team and was just able to add that extra piece to help them. It's been a great ride. Obviously been an interesting year, but the growth has been there and super excited about this year.
Right, that's really interesting. But yeah, talking about the past year, what has your experience been like with remote employment, both as doing the work remotely yourself, as well as employing remote workers, working with remote teams, onboarding remote, maybe global teams? How's that been like for you and your company?
It's gone very well. I would say for myself personally, I've been working remote since 2005. I did have a couple years here recently where I did physically go into an office, but it was just with a couple other individuals. For the most part, I've pretty much been working remote. I've been running global teams myself within our organization, as well as, yeah, a lot of our clients have embraced remote before the pandemic. Now we have a lot of, I guess I would say, company cultures over the last year that have had to alter and embrace remote working. I think for the most part that it's gone extremely well. Obviously with anything, there's going to be failure rates. And there are certain aspects like getting the team together. I think the creative aspect of technology has maybe been hurt a little bit. A lot of video more than normal. Just a lot of communication. I've just found myself when I started working remote, I just really needed to over communicate and outwardly communicate better. And once I did that, I was getting it back from others. So I would say that for the most part, though, I think it's gone extremely well for our clients as well as for us.
That's nice. But again, keeping 2020 in view, what has your biggest takeaway been from that year? I mean, apart from remote work, is there one thing that you've taken away from everything that happened, the economic downturns, the business downturns, everything? Like, what is one thing that you've taken away from 2020?
That's a good question. I would say, I would say the most difficult part is keeping those relationships, and, you know, onboarding new people during the pandemic. We've found that it's tough to have them feel like part of the team, part of the family. That's been a tough, I think, even for our clients, is really getting that, I don't know how you would phrase it, but just get that collective effort. I think it's been really, really a challenge, but a lot of positives are obviously, no commutes and the ability to work from home. I think we're all working more hours, has been some of it's been really, really good, obviously. But I think for most part, it's shown employers that a lot of these positions can be done from anywhere in the world, and that we're creating opportunity across geographic areas, which I think is going to be a huge benefit coming out of this. I think a lot of companies see that there's great talent all over the country and the world, but there's not a lot of great opportunity.
Right. That's very insightful. And what do you think is the future of remote employment? Like, do you think it needs to be done differently to make it even better and more effective? Like, have we created sustainable systems of remote employment for them to be continued in the future? Or is that something that's going to change once everyone's vaccinated and we go back to our offices?
Well, I think it's hard to put it all back into the box. I don't know if we can, I don't think we'll ever go back to what it was, but I also think that you are going to have certain company cultures that are going to require or want people to be on site. And then you're going to have others that are going to be more flexible depending upon the job duties. I think, like I said, I think creative is really sometimes hard to do. You almost need that interaction, physical interaction. We're still humans. We're going to need some sort of physical interaction. So I think it's going to be a lot on companies understanding how to bring their company together as needed, but also allow that flexibility for some people to be able to work remote and to be able to maybe live in different areas, but somehow get the group, the collective group together. Maybe it's on a quarterly or monthly basis so that you still have that interaction. We're still humans. I think we still want to interact physically. So I think you need to figure out how you can have that and allow the flexibility. So in some cases, we're seeing clients that are, they're already projecting like a 60-40 split on-site versus remote. Some of them are classifying certain skill sets as being able to be 100% remote. But I think in general, you got to find a way to get together at least a couple times a year with the entire team in order for you to build collaboration amongst the team. I think Wikipedia for years has been doing this. I think they have two major events a year and they have developers all over the globe. But twice a year, they get everyone together. But for the most part, everyone in that organization works remote.
That's interesting. And that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And how did you incorporate the idea of remote in your mode of working in your company? How has that personal experience been for you and the team that you work closely with at your workplace?
Well, it's definitely been a challenge, especially initially. Obviously, we're fortunate enough at the time in history that this is happening. We have the technology to be able to work fully remotely. I think it was definitely a growing. There's some growing pains initially trying to get it to work and trying to understand how we could best collaborate and work together. And that's still an ongoing thing. It's not perfect. But I think we've learned a lot of lessons as far as how we need to be more transparent as a leadership group. The more we lead by example and are transparent and giving out as much information as possible, we're also receiving more and more information from our staff. And I think it's just one of those things where you just got to kind of keep tweaking and dialing it in, and it'll never be perfect. It's like a giant machine with a bunch of different wheels, and it's never going to run 100% smoothly. You're always going to have to reevaluate and tweak things, and you might fix one thing over here, but then another thing over here gets loose, and you got to fix that. It's an ongoing thing where you just can't say, okay, we got it perfect. All of our communication is great. We're collaborating. Everyone's getting stuff done. No, there's always something that comes up or something that happens, and you got to address it and work together to fix it.
Right. And for companies that are new startups and people who've just gotten into entrepreneurship, founding companies, what would your advice be to such companies, such startups who have been forced to go remote in very early stages of their business journeys? What challenges and roadblocks do you think they face, and what tips would you give them? What advice would you give them for uncertain times like these?
Wow, another good question. You know, I think the thing is just you got to trust the people you hire. You have to work with them. You know, get to know how they work best. But instilling a culture of communication, and that communication is good. The more that you share knowledge and information, the stronger the entire organization is. So I think just encouraging open communication, and that starts with the leaders of the organization. I also think, you know, allowing them to have freedom to control their time is going to be extremely important as time goes on. But I would say, you know, just, you know, obviously hang in there one day at a time, and make sure that you're openly communicating, collaborating, and have an environment in which people can be, I don't know, frank or open or honest with their feedback. I always say, you know, and make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. We just got to recognize what the mistakes are, identify what we've learned, and move on, and try not to make that same mistake again.
Right. That's really good advice. Yeah. And finally, Bryce, so there are companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products specifically for startups and new companies. How important do you think such setups are in the startup world and for founders looking to hire smart but in an efficient manner? How important do you think such companies are in the hiring processes and staff augmentation in newer firms and newer companies?
Well, I mean, in general, with the labor market being what it is, I think solutions like that are great. Anytime you could bring in a partner who can help you or take a portion of maybe your issues or something of a problem that needs to be solved, you know, problem solving, something that will help them get to that next level at this point, I think is key, especially when you're starting up. You can't do everything. You're not the expert at everything. You got to focus on your strengths and allow partners to help you grow and build, whether it's a certain piece of your technology. To me, it's integral right now. If you're not utilizing something like that, you're definitely doing yourself a disservice.
Makes sense. Definitely makes sense. But Bryce, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for such an insightful little talk in such a little time. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for all your insights and all your advice. It was great having you on our podcast.
My pleasure.